And here we go, Blackhawks Crazy Podcast, back at it again, episode 22 here on WGNRadio.com. I am Mike Jacobson from WGN Radio. He is Scott King from the publication known as The Red Eye, as we broadcast live here from the beautiful Tribune Tower on the beautiful Mag Mile in the greatest city in the world, Chicago. We are on the seventh floor, and we are bringing you hot takes and analysis or something like that. On your Chicago Blackhawks. Hello, Mr. Scott.
Hi, Mike. It's good to be back after a one-week hiatus. I know you were off recording your solo album last week.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, once when the execs call, you got to adjust your schedule. And I let you know, I said, you know, this is what I got to do. It's my passion. So we knocked out a single.
Smooth jazz.
Should be hitting top 40s charts here pretty soon. So I'm looking forward to that. So I appreciate you adjusting your schedule.
Of course.
We did skip a week. Nobody got fired. They didn't take the podcast away just yet.
Sorry, I was busy too. I just sit on my couch, man. I was filming a fishing pilot where I go fishing with celebrities of the 80s.
Really?
No, but
that would be
sounds like
good,
a good
though.
Idea for a show, right? You're like, oh, what's?
I was gonna say, what's Scott Baio doing? You can get him going.
Or what's Amy Grant been up to?
I don't think much. I think her schedule is pretty wide open.
She was a coach at the NHL All-Star Game. She was an assistant coach.
That's
I just remembered after
That's
I said that.
That's right. Yeah. Look at you just bringing it full circle,
That's
bringing
how
it
you
back
wrap
to
it
hockey.
Up.
And we did mention, too, and I know this is kind of a random way to start the podcast, but we are kind of random. So,
yeah.
Maury Povich is on in the background here. We usually record from 2 to 3.
It's been away for a while now.
And now we're recording from 1 to 2. So it's a little bit different. So our background TVs are different, and we've got Maury Povich, and it's very loud, noisy, I guess you would say.
It's distracting.
It's distracting. Even though the volume's not on, it's still loud and noisy.
Well, you just see people talking with their hands and running at each other.
Yeah, see, right now,
this guy's holding up
the DNA
results. Some kind of test results.
Oh, it's
and
the
he
DNA
ran
results.
To the audience.
You are not the father, is my presumption.
That was Maury's
there.
Thing. He was the.
It's the same thing. That's all he
he's
does.
A test
every
guy.
Episode, though. So we were a little distracted, you know, prior to preparing.
Well,
for
if you hear us stop talking for 5-20 minutes at a time, it's because we're watching Maury. And it brings me back to the early days of the podcast when I would come in here and we'd be trying to figure things out, the whole show out. Yeah. Maury would be on.
And so Maury would be on it.
It's come full circle.
And we have him on our huge big screens here, so it's all around us. Like, it's really kind of distracting. Maybe we should turn them off. Maybe we shouldn't. But we do have some Blackhawks business to get into. Lot to get into.
Lots.
Duncan Keith, again, right now it is between 1 and 2 p.m. Central Time on a Wednesday.
Nothing yet.
March 30th. We haven't heard anything yet about a punishment. If you haven't heard and you've been under a rock, Duncan Keith with a match penalty yesterday, which AKA means intent to injure. It looked pretty blatant to me. He has been a repeat offender on these sort of things.
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
We'll get into that.
That is too. We'll get into that. And it's a suspension, and everybody's expecting a suspension. I've heard everything from 1 game to 5 games, some are maybe even
I think it's automatic 1 with a match penalty, and
some
unless
that,
the league decides not
exactly.
to. But it's usually
he's going to miss at least 1 game.
I think so.
A lot of people are speculating 5 games, which would be the remainder of the regular season.
Yeah.
And there's other people who are saying, hey, he is a repeat offender, at least in their eyes, and that it could even be docked in the playoffs. So you got all that circling around. Corey Crawford's still not back.
Yeah.
He's been out for a long time. Is it a head injury? Is it a shoulder? We don't know. Upper body. All that stuff's pretty, you know, it's always up in the air with the upper body stuff, because the NHL, like unlike any other sport, they don't disclose their actual injuries for the most part, unless a few things get leaked out. Blackhawks organization's pretty tight and tight-lipped, so we don't really hear
too much.
Do you
know how to keep that on the DL?
Yes, he does. So we don't know what's going on with him. Artem Anisimov has missed 2 games.
3, actually.
It's 2.
Oh, really?
It's 2 games. It would be this 3rd game.
Oh, okay.
It would be his 3rd game on Friday if he is not back.
Okay, my bad.
So he's out. You've got Seabrook, who missed last night against the Wild. He was sick. So there's a lot of different, I don't want to say negative vibes, but there's a lot of adversity for the Blackhawks heading into this postseason here.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. There is.
There really is. So we got there's injury news. There sounds like there's going to be some suspension news, and that's kind of what we want to talk about to get things going here. We've got Marian Hossa one away from this 500th goal. We've got Patrick Kane. He's got 5 games left. Is he going to get over that 100 point mark?
Oh, he needs a 6,
and he's got 5. It's not bad. He's at 94.
he can do it. The question is, when does Anisimov come back?
Exactly. I think that
as much as Tavo can help you make plays.
Yeah. So we got that to talk about. We got the King's Keys, of course. But we have to start with the Duncan Keith that we alluded to a little bit earlier. And the suspension is just, you know, it's inevitable. We don't know what it is right now. But let's just speculate. Let's say you're listening to this and the suspension has already come down. 5 games. Let's say that's the deal. Do you agree or disagree?
I think it's possible. I think you're looking at 3 to 5.
But let's just say right now when you're listening to this podcast, it comes down as 5. Reasonable? Unreasonable?
I think reasonable. I think even before it got released, it was to be expected because you isolate that play where he whacks Coyle with his stick from being on the ground. Using one hand, he's not trying to take his head off, but you know he didn't like the way whether he got tripped or just pushed over without the puck.
Mm-hmm.
Keith has a short fuse. And people talk about his history. It's a history. He's not a repeat offender if you go by the collective bargaining agreement, which sums it up as the past 18 months. So nothing has happened in the past 18 months. But you go back to 2013 where you shouldn't retaliate. The ref's always going to see the last guy, but you kind of, I don't want to say don't blame him, but you understand why he might take a whack at a guy like Carter, who when Keith's glove is off in the playoffs in 2013, Carter slashes his hand. You could break a guy's hand like that. So Keith does have a short fuse. He needs to watch how he retaliates. This is going to wind up costing him maybe 5 games, like you said. And also, if you go all the way back to 2011, then you remember against one of the Sedins, Keith took an elbow from one of the Sedins in a corner, and he went out of his way then to elbow him. But a lot of people didn't talk about how that play initiated with the Sedin. So
yeah,
it's not Keith's prior history, again, not a repeat offender by collective bargaining agreement standards. But if you go back to his history, these are plays where he wasn't setting out to hurt somebody, but things did happen to him. And you go to training camp in 2013. I think he was just battling with Ben Smith, who was the nicest guy on the team, who was a young player. He was a great guy, great quote. He was battling with Keith in front of the net in Notre Dame. I think it was like the second day of training camp, and Keith just drops the gloves with Ben Smith. So the guy has a short fuse, obviously. He needs to watch it. But on the same hand, this could make him the competitive player what he is, that short fuse, the guy who wants to compete, the guy who has more minutes than anyone else, that always empties the tank. So definitely not a smart play for him in last night's game, and he needs to watch it.
So would you say, just to recap, would you say that would be excessive, 5 games?
No, I think when you're going out of your way to whack a guy in the face with your stick, I think that's to be expected. But I don't think it will be because that he's done this before as a
repeat
offender.
The history is not going to be. So I would guess that I think in a lot of people's minds, I shouldn't say I guess, I think in a lot of people's minds, Blackhawks fans, and maybe even some people in the Blackhawks front office, say he gets 5 games, he gets to rest up before the postseason.
Exactly. He's not injured. He's not recovering from anything. If that's another, I don't disagree with that. It's a good thing.
There. I'm just saying, throwing it out there. So
you look at all the minutes he plays. Now he's getting to sit for however many games, however many days.
He's
so
a machine. So
he's gonna be well rested.
It wouldn't be a bad thing. So
I agree.
So we're waiting for that to come down, but that is our assumption, and I would agree. To me, I don't think 5 games would be excessive. That's just me, though.
I don't think it's excessive, yeah.
Yeah, we'll just see what happens. But I don't think that would be excessive. I would be surprised if it was just one game. If it lands between 3 and 5, if it goes over 5, I would be very surprised.
I would, too, because
but they could be sending a message to the NHL, too. You know, this is the team that's won 3 out of the last 6 cups.
But Keith, people talk about his reputation. He has a very good reputation. He's won 2 Norris trophies, 3 Stanley Cups. He's obviously a very skilled player and a smart player.
Yeah. But my point being is that they've won the Stanley Cup 3 out of the 6 years. He's one of the stars of your cup, Norris Trophy winner. Do you set an example and say, all right, we're not going to tolerate this? Or are you Gary Bettman and you say, these guys are really good for our ratings? Maybe we shouldn't suspend a Norris Trophy winner?
I think that plays into a very small part of it. Maybe that's why he'll get 4 instead of 5. Or maybe that's why, you know, he won't get.
I'm saying if it rolls into the playoffs.
And it rolls into the playoffs, I, I, I don't think that it warrants that. First of all, it's not he didn't have two hands on a stick. He wasn't standing trying to take a guy's head off. He was just retaliating and said, "I didn't like the way you took me down."
It was a reactionary move,
yes,
clearly,
and not a smart one.
No,
but I would be very surprised when in the playoffs. I don't think it should.
So the Blackhawks get swept by the Wild in the regular season, including the alumni game, by the way. So they just
Dare you bring the alumni in it? What do those guys do to deserve being included?
It just, and Jonathan Toews said it after the game, it's just insult to injury that they get swept. The season sweep, but to me, the cherry on top of that insult to injury is that you lost to the North Stars in the alumni game, and Dino Cicerelli wins. And as a Blackhawks fan, you probably aren't too happy about that.
Right.
But, hey, they see him in the playoffs, and he, you know, they've obviously had a much great success against them in the playoffs, but for whatever reason, just get swept this year. I was surprised by that. I thought they would come out really hungry yesterday. The Duncan Keith thing obviously was first period. That's going to take away some of your momentum. But then Shaw drops the gloves, and that really – it seemed like that was going to be a huge boost.
It was a great fight. You don't see long fights like that in hockey anymore.
He was retaliating for Patrick Kane.
Yeah, dump his hit on Kane.
Yeah, dump his hit on Kane
a few games ago.
Yeah.
But don't forget, it was 1-1 to the third period. It was a very close, tight game.
It was
an entertaining game. I enjoyed it, and they start without Seabrook and without Anisimov. So – They already had the odds against them, and then Keith makes that play, and he's gone from the game.
Yeah, and do you think without the fight by Shaw that would have been a bigger blowout, I guess you would say? Do you think how much of a factor? Because I know Kitch talked about it at intermission. I was watching it on TV.
Yeah.
He said it was a huge boost for them.
It was, and you saw when I think the thing that showed on TV was Kane going to the box and giving Shaw a fist bump, you know, saying thanks because, you know, he stuck up for him. But I guess about seven or eight other Hawks went over there, skated to Shaw, and said, you know, way to go. But I didn't see them let down that much before that. It was still, I think it was still 1-1 at that time. They fought in a second, right? So
mm-hmm.
It was still 1-1. I didn't think the Hawks let down that much, and they were without some key guys. So maybe it got them a little more motivated. Players always say they get into that. When a guy sticks up for another guy and drops the gloves, they always go for that.
This just in, because this is the power of Twitter. So Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. I'm Mike Jacobson, WGN Radio. He's Scott King from the Red Eye. We do this each and every week. Episode 22 coming at you here. Biggest story, of course, as you've been listening, the Duncan Keith potential suspension. Chris Hine from the Chicago Tribune, who is just about three floors below us here.
Yes, he is.
He just wrote up a quick story. Blackhawks, I'll just read it verbatim right here. Blackhawks are in danger of losing defenseman Duncan Keith for at least some playoff games. The NHL's Department of Player Safety announced that Keith has been offered an in-person hearing to review his high-sticking penalty Tuesday against the Wild, an infraction which drew, of course, Keith the match penalty, intent to injure, and all that. So the Department of Safety only offers in-person hearings when the potential punishment is a suspension of 6 games or more.
Wow.
That's playoffs. 5 games left. So the hearing is held over the phone if the punishment could be 5 games or fewer. So the fact that he's having it in person, you might want to hold your breath if you're a Blackhawk.
Again, it means he can be suspended.
He can be,
it doesn't mean he will be.
But hey, to get
in-person hearing is not good.
Here's the deal.
It's not good.
To get a call from the principal is a lot better than having to go into his office face-to-face.
Yeah, completely.
And he's going into the office face-to-face after a little fight out on the playground.
And while you guys are panicking right now, let me read this stat that I was made aware of. The Blackhawks are 6-0 in the playoffs without Duncan Keith. And 5-0 without Seabrook.
I saw that stat too. Yeah. I think Mark Pattish from the Sun Times, because he's the stats king.
Yes, and Seabrook will be back. He missed the game last night with an illness, so he should be back much sooner. And same with Anisimov, lower body injury, but Quinville's been saying it's day to day, so he should be back soon too. I know these things.
Yeah, but Corey Crawford was day to day for like 9 straight days.
Yeah, but that's your goalie, and people got a sense right away that something's going on, and we saw the Sun Times also talk about how a source said it was a head injury and possibly dealing with vertigo symptoms like Bickle did.
Isn't that ironic?
You don't know when he can come back. Certainly didn't help Bickle. But, Darlene has been playing well. It's just the rest of the team and the defense trying to find their stride.
I mean,
he really
has. I mean, when he played back-to-backs in that trip up to Canada up north over the weekend, he played great.
I thought so.
I mean,
yeah.
So I don't.
Two good back-to-back games, which is hard to do.
But overall, the team is just that they can't get anything going on the power play. It's awful.
But look how much Kruger fixed the PK coming back immediately.
PK's
They've
better.
Been great
yeah,
since he got
yeah.
back.
Yeah, it's just but the power play is just gone.
I think you're you know, they've proved when it, when they've gone deep and won the cup that a better PK than a power play is better for your team. That's way more of a thing to help you get momentum is killing a penalty. And they don't need to have both.
No, I agree. I agree. And then just to kind of recap everything in terms of the standings right now, Blackhawks, if you don't know, they've already clinched a playoff spot. So they're in. It's going to happen. So that's that. It's just a matter of where they stand.
It could be why you're not seeing that effort and why you're surprised things are going so poorly.
I don't think they want to win the division.
I don't think they care where they finish. I don't think they've cared any of the last few years. I think they know they have that switch, even when you surround them with different moving parts. And I think you will and you should see a better effort.
So they're in third place right now in the Central Division. Dallas and St. Louis tied atop with 101 points. The Blackhawks are at 95 points. So they're 6 points, 5 games to go. I mean, it is possible they could win the division. I would say likely they're going to stay in that third.
I agree with third.
That third place yeah. finish. And, I mean, St. Louis has just been red hot. Red hot. So that team is just – that's a scary team.
And their goaltending's been solid. And that's
really
even more
solid.
Scary for the playoffs.
Four straight – shutouts or more?
Yeah, it wound up being.
But
God.
I mean, you got to give the you know.
It wound up being around like 230 minutes.
It's
yeah.
crazy. That's insane. And remember, St. Louis? They were a disappointing team in the beginning of the year. Like they weren't. They weren't really. You know,
they had trouble getting it together.
Yeah, they weren't really meeting expectations.
It's usually just Tarasenko tearing things up, and now the rest
that
of the
guy,
team started to play well around him.
Man, is that guy fun to watch?
Very talented.
Oh my God, very talented. So, but getting back to Darling though, I think. You know, in relief, he's had this new role this year where he's so used to. I mean, as a true backup goalie, like a true backup goalie. Where, I mean, there was times where he wasn't like. I mean, Crawford was having so many consecutive starts.
Yeah,
it wasn't like. I mean, last year he had a little bit more playing time. Plus, he obviously in the playoffs when he came in relief in the Predators series.
Yep. Game, yeah.
But this year he even talked about it. It was a big adjustment. So now they're throwing you out there in this, what, sixth or seventh straight game. I think we figured out.
Seventh straight
he's
game. He's gone 3-4 since he's started playing, and yeah. Crawford has not played. He's gone 3-4, and one of the early games.
He had one really bad stinker.
Darling?
Yeah, during that run. But
yeah,
for the most part, I think
a lot of that's what's going on with
well.
The team, too.
Yeah, really.
And one of his early games was – don't forget how good he is in shootouts, too. It's not going to matter, obviously, in the playoffs. But one of his early games, I think it was against Dallas, it was the only time he's ever been scored on in a shootout. And it was just one guy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
I mean, he has looked good, like you said, in that road trip to Canada. Back-to-back games, hard enough for any player, especially a goalie. He looked good in both those games. And he wasn't getting quality starts. Not only was Crawford playing so much because he's playing so well, but when things wouldn't go well, for the team, Quinville yanked Crawford a couple times, and some of the only times Darling was playing was filling in like a third period, second period. So hardly any starts, and a lot of times he played this year, he was just relieving Crawford.
Exactly.
So not much experience. And
that's
finally,
a huge difference.
He has momentum now. If in the playoffs, if they need him, it's something, maybe Crawford doesn't come back. Darling has a lot of ice time finally this season, and he is starting to look a lot more confident.
So I like, you know, like in relief, compared, that's like a start, it's like baseball. You
yeah,
know, it's a lot different.
It's way different.
It's a lot different being a reliever and knowing that okay, I'm going to be a reliever and focusing on that, than getting the ball and being the starter on the mound to begin the game. It's totally a different strategy. Everything. It's different. So that's where we're at with that. And Michael Layton, yeah, whatever. You know, I mean, I got really nothing for
you.
That.
Didn't look terrible when he came in.
Mm.
You didn't look awful. He only allowed one goal.
The guy just does nothing for me. I don't know. He's just been around. I mean, you're great. You're good in Rockford. It's great. You're like 59.
There's some like spite in your voice.
No,
there's
he's 52 years old. I mean, who cares?
Like you wanted to buy a goldfish, and he took the last goldfish at PetSmart.
Does anybody buy goldfish anymore?
I think so.
Can you still win them? I remember we used to have in elementary
I don't know
school,
if,
we used to have fun days or
maybe
something.
Maybe PETA put a stop to that at like carnivals where you could win,
yeah,
throw a dart and win a goldfish or something.
Well, that or you would
the fish, yeah, the fishing thing.
Or the ping pong ball.
Yeah.
You throw the ping pong ball, which actually is kind of dangerous. In terms of,
we'll take it.
You would throw it in there, and like it's like, aren't you going to hit the fish? And you always hit the fish. But then you
right.
take the fish home and keep it for a couple of weeks, and then it would die, and you flush it down the toilet. And that would be that.
By today's animal rights standards, I don't think that still
you might,
happens.
You might get a year of jail time, 2 years probation,
right?
At least, and probably
you get more time than if you stole a car with a person in it and set it on fire.
And probably a $500 fine. And probably a $500 fine. Marion Hossa. The hell out of that for a transition.
Brought to you by PetSmart.
Marian Hossa, Shorty last night was fantastic. I mean, he was great last night, I thought, Hossa.
Hossa loves shorties. How many shorties has he scored in his career? Like, he loves shorties.
He just loves, like, the penalty kill Cubs, and he's just, like, he's raring to go. You know what I mean? So he gets 499th goal. He's one away, 500. He's hopefully he gets it before the regular season. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
In these last five games, get her done.
I think he will.
I do too.
It's a nice milestone for him.
And then you got Kane, as we mentioned before, 94 points, five games to go.
He
6 points. It's very possible.
Well, he was cold for a while, and then in that.
Well, yeah, him and Panarin both.
Yeah, and that Western Canada trip there was good to him too. Got points in back-to-back games, so not completely streak's not completely cold anymore there. But nothing last night, so he's got a shot.
And just one more time, just to recap, the Duncan Keith situation with the match penalty last night. He is having an in-person meeting with the NHL's Department of Player Safety, which means his suspension could be 6 games or more, which would be the first, at least 6 games. If it was minimum 6, it would be the first game in the playoffs.
Yes.
If it would have been over the phone, it would have been 5 games or less. So the fact that he's going in person, that's, you know, that might make you a little nervous if you're a Blackhawks.
It is, but again, in the Potash's stat we just read, they Potash. Play hard.
It's Potash, bro.
You ever been to Mark so what's Potash. The grocery store in the city? You know.
Oh yeah, I think
is it Potash also?
I don't know if that's Potash.
My wife and I always called it Potash.
I don't know. I'll have next time I talk to Mark because I've had him on as a guest.
Don't tell him I said his name wrong.
I won't. Thanks. Hey, Mark, really appreciate you coming on the show. By the way, Scott King from the Red Eye pronounced your name wrong during our podcast. And millions of our listeners, and I mean millions, have called and complained and just totally ripped them in email.
Don't do that to me.
And via our Facebook page.
Don't do that to your partner.
By the way, we haven't even mentioned the Facebook page. Facebook.com/BlackhawksCrazy. Scott does a tremendous job with updating you on any sort of news that you need on the team. His blog is up there, which is also on WGNRadio.com. You can use the hashtag BlackhawksCrazy on Twitter. I am at Jacobson Radio on Twitter, SENJACOBSEN Radio, and he is at Scott King Media. So it's going to be it was just bad timing. You know, we finally, because last week, again, we our schedules didn't work out, and I'm kind of doing some new things here for the station, so, and then we're like, all right, yeah, you know, let's do 1-2 on Wednesday. And of course this happens last night, and I thought the whole morning, I'm like, they're not gonna announce it till after the podcast. But again, we already basically, which just we assumed if it was 5 games, this is how
we covered it
exactly
all over the place, everything.
So it's a good thing. It's definitely a good thing.
Yeah.
So
all we're waiting for is the ruling. We got everything else.
Just waiting for the ruling, but we've already reacted to whatever the punishment may be. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Just bad timing, you know. But it could be good timing.
It could be good timing.
So it's a weird situation, because if he gets the 5 games, he doesn't miss playoff time. To me, that's a good thing.
If he misses some playoff games, it went from stupid to incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think a blessing in disguise. Again, I mean, this is the kind of spite defending. I look back to what the NHL, is it going to be good for ratings if he misses a game, or is it really, do they even think it's going to affect it, or do they want to make an example of the Stanley Cup champion saying we're done with this?
You can't say they don't think about that. They definitely,
of course they
of
do.
Of course
it's
they
a
think
business.
About this. But do they rule and govern based on that? I don't know. It's hard to prove. But
it's hard to prove.
They definitely think about ratings.
You can't assume, and I know sometimes it makes, you know, an ass out of you and me. I
can't believe you went there.
I did. I like that saying. Always did as a little kid.
You had a bumper sticker on your car?
Yeah.
Your truck?
Yeah. It's a big bumper sticker, let me tell you.
It goes across your whole truck.
Let me tell you. So, but yeah, I mean, the Blackhawks 3-5-2 in their last 10 games here. They just really, I mean, this is, it's one of those things where everyone's like, oh, they always turn it around. It hasn't been quite there yet at the end of this season.
We're not in the playoffs yet either, though.
And the fact that they're already in and they know they're already in, I think
they knew they were going to get in also.
As you mentioned before, I can't even remember if it was on the air now, which shows you how I've been up since 2:30 in the morning, that they would be satisfied with that third place in the Central. I think they're happy with that. I don't think they're not at all concerned about winning that division.
It's the NHL playoffs. They've been there more than anyone else playing
especially
now.
Especially with this new
they
format.
They know, you know, any team could be really tough, and you have to beat the best teams to win the cup. So I don't think they care. I think they just want to get there, and they knew they were going to be there for a little bit of time. And they always have a bad march. This bad march was a little bit worse than the other ones, a little bit longer, and we're still kind of seeing it.
So which of these teams, I'm going to throw you out two teams.
Do it. Stop and teasing it, me and do it.
And it's out west. Kings or the Ducks? Who scares you more?
I've been seeing more Kings highlights than
or
Ducks.
Sharks.
Than Ducks lately. Sharks don't scare me at all.
Okay.
I will swim with the Sharks any day.
Swim with the Sharks any day.
I would say the Kings have been hot as of late more than the Ducks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they do. I think but you got like Skaderi's on their top D pairing, and you have Lucic just playing on their top line. So we know how tough the Ducks can be and how good that line of Getzlaff and Perry could be.
And we know also the Ducks.
Quick's been playing really well too, though, for the Kings.
And Boudreaux's history in the playoffs. Yeah. They always choke. It dates back to his days with the Capitals. And the Ducks are such a talented team. And
they
every
are.
Year they just come
the rivalry
short.
Is so good with the Hawks and Kings already.
It is.
And that'd be such a great series to see again. I think maybe the Ducks might be a little deeper than the Kings, even though the Kings have been playing well lately. And Quick's really had some highlight reel saves lately. So I guess I would rather see
the Ducks.
I think they're a better team, though. If you
make up your mind,
I can't do it. You ambushed me. I think the Kings have been hot lately. The Ducks are a better team.
There you go. Trivia question for you: What do all these teams have in common? Montreal, Toronto, Winnipeg, Calgary, Vancouver, and Edmonton. What do all those teams have in common?
They all have a Tim Hortons. I don't.
Where do all those cities / provinces? Where do they reside? What country is that?
Canada. Are they in Canada?
They are in Canada again. Canada gets shut out of the playoffs again.
Yeah.
Who's the next team? I think Judd. I think I was talking to Judd Serrata, our great pre- and post-game host here on Blackhawks Radio, WGN. If you're not listening, you should.
I love the post-game show. I always wish I could listen to it, the whole thing, every time.
Well, his pre-game show is great, too.
Yeah, no, everything those guys do.
It's really good stuff. And I think we were talking, I think it was the last game I was doing with him, producing for him. It's like, who's the next team? Who's the next Canadian team? All those teams I named, Edmonton, Vancouver, Calgary, Winnipeg. Or Toronto or Montreal.
Who's the next team to step up next year?
Who's the next team that would make the playoffs out of that? That's a bad crew there.
Yeah, but Montreal usually looks really good. They're just without Price all year.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been a completely different team. He's usually the best goalie.
What about Edmonton?
Or one of them in the league.
I said Edmonton. I mean, they've got they finally got a good coach. They've got a lot of young talent.
I think you need the guys around McDavid to improve also.
No, I agree, but I think that's a team that could make the next step and maybe squeeze in wildcard-wise.
They could be close next year. Yeah,
it could happen.
I think the Canadians will be pretty dangerous next year.
Just kind of throwing it out there. You could throw it on back. I'm just throwing it out there.
I threw the ball back.
Yeah, I caught it. It's all good.
You threw me an Oilers ball. I threw you back a Canadians ball.
Yeah, how about that? If that's not hot takes on a podcast, what is it? So one thing before we get into your King's Keys, and we got a couple of questions from you listeners. Again, we love when you send us questions, so we try to get it. How the sausage is made. We only have the studio for a very very small period of time, so we have to squeeze in. And I'm looking at the clock now, and it's coming down to that. So we need to squeeze all that in. We try to squeeze everything in as quick as possible. So we usually get about 20-25 questions. So we only get a minute. Come on, but you know, so we try to squeeze in at least a couple, at least the two that we really like, two or three at the end. So, but before we get into the King's Keys and those, just got to mention it. It's a weird story, and everybody who's heard it, it's just a weird story. Garrett Ross, he was reinstated to Rockford. Ross is the guy that was. He was allegedly, part of this revenge porn thing. I don't even know how to explain it. Reason why he's reinstated because there's some jurisdiction things and something in Michigan and the whole thing. I mean, I know you know a little bit more about it.
All I read the statement was that he was in Michigan the time the crime was allegedly committed.
Yeah.
So it is a jurisdiction thing. You're right about that.
Yeah.
So he was acquitted.
He was accused. And
yeah.
now because of some technical, you know, it's just a weird thing. But I just felt like we at least had to bring it up. I didn't really want to break it down.
I hope we don't have to say revenge porn anytime soon after this. I mean, we're trying to do a show here. Yeah, we have to say revenge porn.
It's just a weird. That's just a weird story, and I don't know. The timeline's weird. When did the Blackhawks know? When they didn't? And yeah, it's kind of a. Overall, just not a good thing, but he's reinstated. So
he's in Rockford.
He's in Rockford, enjoying the
everything great, Rockford
the great,
has to offer.
The great city that is to our west. God, that, again.
Rock Vegas, man.
Awful, awful town.
Yeah, you got to go see a game in Rock Vegas.
King's Keys. We do it each and every week here on the podcast. It is the keys to the next couple of games so that the Hawks can pick up a couple of points in each of those games. And the man bringing them to you, ironically enough, his last name is King.
Look, I'll be honest. I don't even know where to start. With this King's Keys, I mean, you have guys that are sick. You have two key guys that are injured. You have a guy who's facing a suspension here. So I thought I would cater it more towards the fans this time around.
Okay.
My key for the fans is don't panic.
I'm surprised you didn't do don't panic.
Don't Richard panic.
There you go.
Nice. Crawford, we don't know exactly what's going on with him. It's being reported it's a head injury, which could be a tricky thing. So hopefully there's five games left. There are a couple weeks till playoffs start. So maybe you do see him back. If not, you could have a shot with Darling. He's gaining some confidence. He's playing well. Look how good he was in the playoffs against Nashville last year, we said earlier. And Anisimov, lower body injury being day-to-day is much different than a potential head injury being day to day. So you could expect Anisimov back soon. You can expect the second line to find that fire again. And
the passion.
And Keith, even if it's longer than you'd like to see, he should be back early in the playoffs.
Early. Yeah.
So again,
we're not having a Dennis Wiedemann 20 games.
No. And I was thinking about that earlier. God, that was crazy, that hit he put on the ref. But don't panic. They haven't hit the switch yet, I don't think. I think that they have been coasting. They have been having a really bad I checked Twitter, Michael. I got an update on Twitter that everyone's retweeting player safety.
Interesting. So I was going through that.
So we'll see what the ruling is on Keith now. It might have just come out. But don't panic, people. They you know how they play in the playoffs.
Any other keys? Or is that your main
just
one?
Just to my car. Cut that out of the show.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm not seeing anything right now.
Nothing on player safety?
No, maybe I'm missing something, but I'm not seeing anything right now. But what we can get to a couple of questions here as we wrap things up here from our listeners. Again,
hashtag. Oh, yeah. No, my bad. They were just saying that he got the in-person hearing.
Yep. Yeah, so we know about that.
Nothing new on hearing, Keith.
So we'll see what happens. So we got some time for a couple of questions here. Again, hashtag Blackhawks Crazy on Twitter, or best way to do it, Blackhawks Crazy on Facebook. I couldn't get that out for a second. Facebook.com/BlackhawksCrazy. That is where we are at. Like us, and we will love you. Richard Marino, who's our top four D-men for the playoffs? And can we go deep with a run or on a run with Darling?
I like when I sneak in two questions into one.
Yeah.
First of all, Rich, you're being greedy.
I like it.
I appreciate it. You're giving us a chance to fill more time.
The time that we're running out of
yeah,
in the studio
exactly.
That's being reserved.
We have limited time here, Rich. Stop being selfish. The top four, I think it's kind of what we've been seeing. I think, of course, you have Keith, Yarmolson, and Seabrook. And I think out of, it's kind of slim pickings. I think it's TVR is the next guy because you have Gustafson's been in. Svedberg's been in.
Been a weird,
you see Erhoff go in and have
weird.
A terrible night last night.
Yeah, Erhoff's been so, up and down, but I still like his game. TVR's had a weird year.
Yeah, he's looked good, but he looked inexperienced too, and he was really good last year. So good question. I think those are your four guys. Mm-hmm. And as far as Darling, I just kind of talked about it in my keys. I think a deep run – you really have to see how the rest of the team plays around him because a lot of times when he's played this year, he hasn't gotten much help, especially from the defense. So if they can flip that switch early in the playoffs or get some momentum right before the playoffs, that should give Darling even more confidence.
If you're going into the playoffs with a healthy Corey Crawford, let's just hope that that's the case.
It's a much different thing, yeah.
And Scott Darling, I mean, to me, that's the best goalie tandem heading into
it
the playoffs.
It is, and it should be. Right.
So, I mean, but if you do have to rely on Darling, yeah, the defense is going to have to step a little bit more. And you got to score some freaking power play goals, man. Help the guy out, you know?
So he got him to the second round last year. You can look at it that way. So.
He sure did. I mean, I wouldn't say people forgot about that, but he really bailed that team out.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable.
And local kid doing that. What a cool story.
And that's when the story started coming out about his background and everything that he's overcome and the 47 teams he's been on and addiction issues. And so it's been a great story. And I hope nothing but the best for him. So I wish him nothing but the best, I should say. It's really tough to put sentences together when you've been up for since 2:30 in the morning. Last one here, PJ Thompson. Why can't the Blackhawks beat Minnesota? What's the problem here?
Is your middle initial necessary on Facebook too, Pete?
Pete Thompson's a very common name.
I guess you're right.
So you gotta differentiate it.
So mine though.
I'm Mike Jacobson. That's a boring name. Scott King's a boring name too. We're just really boring.
Neither one's a good stage name.
Not at all. But why can't they beat them?
I mean, they get swept after sweeping them in the playoffs last year and knocking them out of the playoffs the last 3 years. I think maybe you could say the first couple times the Hawks just figured they got them and they underestimated them. But I think the Wild come out flying and they're trying to prove something. They're trying to prove that they can compete with this team, and they've dominated them.
They go through a coaching change. Mike Yeo gets out.
You're right. And their offensive part of it.
And their offensive production has been unbelievable, not just against the Hawks, but just in general. I think they're up like their average goals per game went up like 3 ever since Torchetti.
And I think they've won Torchetti. 15 games with him since he took over, too. Coaching change has been huge.
Coaching change is a really big deal, and it could really add life into a team, especially a long 82-game season like hockey. I mean, you see it in basketball, too. You see it in baseball. Yeah. Sometimes, in these long seasons, it's not like football where it's 16 weeks. These long seasons that last 6 months out of the year, it's going to happen. If you halfway through or a third way through, you decide to make a change, it could be a huge momentum shift.
Right.
So I think that's a big part of it too. I just scratched the outdoor game because Blackhawks are just 1-3, 1-4 outdoor games now.
I mean, they look so good at the Stadium Series game at Soldier Field. You wonder why they can't play that way at the other ones.
I don't know.
It's a really blizzard too,
and they'll get another chance next year. They'll be at Busch
Stadium the year after that.
And probably the year after that. So thanks again for sending in those questions, and thanks again for listening. Episode 22 in the books. We put a bow on it, sir, and. Next week, we will attack it all again and start talking playoffs matchups here probably a little bit more. Once we get to that point, we'll probably have a very good idea of where the Hawks are going to be at that time and where they'll line up and who they'll play in the playoffs in the first round.
Should be good.
Should be good stuff. For Scott King, I am Mike Jacobson. We will talk to you next week.